Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with all your latest news. Police have reiterated their need for witnesses to the double fatal crash in the Legacy Way tunnel to please get in touch. A 23-year-old woman from the Northern Territory is still fighting for her life in hospital, while a 24-year-old woman and 56-year-old former Queensland police officer Bruce Daly were both declared dead at the scene yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, two Chinese nationals are facing a magistrate in Southport today after police busted a text message phishing scam. Officers found two SIM boxes responsible for sending out 1.7 million scams in February during a raid to a Southport apartment. In other news, the state government wants to give the Gabba a modest enhancement now that the rebuild has been scrapped. It'll mean the AFL and cricket won't be displaced. It's all part of a larger priority development plan that includes 14,000 new homes, including some high-rise towers for the suburb of Woolloongabba. Meanwhile, millions of Queenslanders won't have to pay a cent when their next power bill comes in, with Queensland almost doubling its power rebate to a grand from July 1. Premier Stephen Miles says it's all because we haven't privatised our power plants.
Of course, delivering this is much easier because, unlike most other places, we own our energy assets.
And finally, Bonza's aircraft will remain grounded until at least tomorrow, as administrators warn customers they're unlikely to receive a refund for their fares. And the government revealed the hotline set up to help stranded passengers received more than 1,700 calls in its first day. The Roosters have lost Jared Warrior Hargraves to a calf strain for tomorrow night's big clash up against the Broncos. Coach Trent Robinson today denying the retiring Luke Keary is being forced out of the game due to repeated head knocks, but says they'll be using his salary cap space wisely.
We've obviously been developing some younger guys for a long period of time. We've got some targets there that we are looking at.
And round 9 begins tonight with Ben Hornby leading South as they take on Penrith.